Welcome to The Agent Effect. I'm your host, Paul Jarrett, and today we're discussing the world's largest Gen AI hackathon, as certified by Guinness World Records. To discuss this, I'm delighted to be joined by Aru Kumaradasan and Deepak Singh from Cognizant. First of all, welcome to the show, and a massive congratulations to you both on this huge achievement. Let's start with some quick 60-second intros. Just tell me what your roles are at Cognizant.
Sure. Yeah, thank you for having me today. I'm Deepak, and I'm part of the Cognizant AI Lab here at San Francisco. We work on research as well as application of the research into practical use cases for clients or businesses.
Aru?
Thank you, Paul, for having me. My name is Aru. I'm responsible for AI industrialization and enterprise automation across Cognizant. We focus on taking the AI capabilities in the hands of 340,000 associates across the company, working under the principle of centralizing the AI capabilities, industrializing them, and democratizing it in the hands of our team.
Wow, this seems a massive job. maybe we could start with just, Aru, what was the impetus for this world record attempt? Can you talk a little bit behind how it came about?
Sure. In fact, when it started, we had no clue on the world record or Guinness Book of Record, etc. It all started off with our CEO's vision, saying, hey, AI should be democratized. Can we make AI fluency accessible to every associate, not just developers? So then the concept we evaluated on vibe coding. And then it started off with, ensuring that we make our people across the organization believe the power of AI so that it's a cultural movement while people feel empowered to experiment, learn, and lead in the AI first world. So that was our thought process. An important aspect in the whole early days was, how do you make people believe that the vibe coding is for real? So we started off with bringing the core team together from infrastructure, security, and the implementation team together. And then we, in fact, vibed what we call as a vibe coding hub, which enabled people to believe that a vibe coder application can go live into production, which was for actually allowing our people to register for the vibe coding event, make a choice of their tool, learn and kind of train themselves, understand what prompts look like, how do they actually go about it. And this gave up, trust to the larger, developers and beyond developers that a vibe coding is for real. So that's how it all started. And we built the vibe coding hub for them to create that excitement and belief in the industrializing of AI.
It's amazing. I mean, perhaps you could talk through some of the challenges. You had 53,000 associates, I believe, across 40 countries, all taking part in this event. So what were some of the challenges you faced?
When we started off, we had an objective of reaching out to this 350,000 people across the company. So first challenge was, how do you actually kind of make them register for an event like this, because that's when we'll know what is their tool of choice. So the first thing was identifying the persona itself. We had worked on creating three different personas, one for pro coders, one called a low coder, somebody who is coded but moved on to a different role now, then the third one being no coder, I've never coded. So we had a biggest challenge of engaging with three different personas. I would say that's the first thing that we were to tackle. How we tackled is how I said the industrialization hub enabled people to believe that it is real and actually gave a platform for them to register and see the power. The second most thing was, I would say, the security considerations. As you can imagine, our associates work across various customer environments. We want them to participate, but at the same time, we don't want them to use either of the customer's data or Cognizant data. So that means the way you design your infrastructure needs to take care of the security considerations. but it should still give them the experience of why. So that was the most difficult part in the way we have designed the system. The last one, of course, you know, as so many people submitted their ideas across so many geographies, we were deliberating on how do you actually evaluate these ideas. We'll get into you know, months and months in evaluating these ideas and shortlisting. That's where, as Deepak said, we leveraged the research asset into coming into life in this. So that's how I would say our top three challenges and how we have resolved them.
And Deepak, I understand there was a number of different tools used. I mean, I myself used Lovable as a non-coder, but like you as a coder, I presume you use something a little more stronger or powerful than Lovable. And how did you feel about vibe coding using such a tool?
It's interesting because we have been using these tools like ChatGPT and Anthropic Claude since a long time now. But the key differentiator with these vibe coding tools is that they have an agent built into the system. For instance, Cursor or Windsurf or any of these platforms, they have an agent that can execute tasks for you. Not only provide a text response, but it can create pull requests and make changes to your code, and submit those codes even to GitHub if you ask for. That's the key differentiator. However, for this specific event, I myself did not use too much of Cursor or Windsurf. I relied on my ChatGPT or the Anthropics, to be specific. But that really did help me a lot into designing the entire pipeline, which could ensure auditability, explainability, and fairness into all the evaluation process.
Well, maybe we could expand on that a little bit. With, I believe we had over like 30,000 submissions. Like, how did you possibly judge all of those and get through them in such a timely manner and cost efficient manner?
Yes, yeah, it was a challenging task. So, given the 30,000 plus evaluations. Each of these submissions comprised of three different types of inputs. Basically, text response that the user would have submitted, video recording for which we were extracting the transcript for, and code repository as well for which we were to extract the metadata out of it. So just to quote some average numbers, an average text response was about 4,500 characters.
Wow.
Average video transcript was about 1,200 characters, and each code repository was having about 24,000 lines of code in it.
Wow, it's huge.
It was a humongous task for a human task force if they were to do so. But with our system, we were able to construct this unified pipeline. So all these submissions were funneled into an input processing job first. And then once we have all those inputs stored in a unified database using Postgres, we were able to pass it on to the multi-agent system powered by Neurosan.
Neurosan is what? Can you describe what it is quickly?
Yeah, people Neurosan that don't know? Is the Cognizant AI Labs multi-agent accelerator system, which basically runs a server which can serve multi-agentic systems at will. And we can call these agentic systems to get response based on a given input. The response are like any other LLM, but because we are in a multi-agentic network, they are able to coordinate and collaborate amongst each other and give us better response based on a given rubric and defined set of criteria. So for this multi-agentic system, we had seven different agents into different categories like complexity, innovativeness, financial feasibility, and whatnot. And each of these agents were then clubbed together in a pipeline where we could call them asynchronously, so they do not conflict with each other. And then we could get all those responses in a final database where we could analyze how it scored across each of these different criteria along with the explainable outcomes.
So is that how you made it like trustworthy and fair, like making it explainable? Can you talk a bit about that?
Yes. I would say achieving speed is easy with having multiple machines, but it's the fairness and transparency and consistency that matters. So although we were able to automate using AWS machines where we deployed Celery workers, and the backend queue was managed by ElastiCache, which is basically a Redis queue, which was able to balance all these submissions into different queues for the workers. But as an output from this queue were these agentic outputs, which were not only a text response, but each of these criteria was also judged or evaluated across 10 different sub-criteria. And each of them would have a score out of 100 and an explainability, like, why did I score a score of, say, 70 out of 100 for this particular submission?
Are there any estimations, like, if we'd use humans to do this, like, how long would it have taken, and what would the cost have been, or comparative cost?
We did that back-of-the-envelope calculation, and we came to the number that if we had a team of 8 humans, it would have taken them more than a year to go through all those 30,000 evaluation.
Wow.
And this is not considering the fact that they will still maintain the consistency, because with an agentic system, we can always reset the context. That's what we were doing. And we were always providing them with the same set of fabrics to evaluate each response, which would have been difficult for human evaluators to follow along consistently.
And so was there a rough cost savings that you calculated too? Or do you know how much it cost you to judge it using just these elements?
I think with the agentic system, we clocked at about $7,000.
Okay.
But with a human team of 8 full-time employees for an year, consider the numbers would be much, much higher.
Aru, back to you. So you got down these massive amounts of entries. Where do you go now? Like, where are you at with the judging process?
So judging process completed. I think with the help of our agent AI system, we have shortlisted top 100. We wanted to be sure there is a human touch to the evaluation, mm-hmm. Leadership involved. And then we have evaluated the top 100 ideas, and various delivery leaders have reviewed those ideas, prototypes, and the working applications and scored them. We are ready to announce our results anytime.
Fantastic. And what can you give a sense of some of the, you know, what some of the most promising applications look like? Where were they? What were their purpose?
If I were to put them in buckets, I would say that 40-45% of the ideas were mostly on the technology side of it. Then around 20-30% are core domains intensive application that the teams have built. The last 20-25% is built for more cognizance improvement. It could be the way we hire, it could be the way we do customer interviews. It could be the way we actually do our operations, revenue management, margin improvement is that segment. Whereas the middle segment of domain transformation saw very varying depth in industries. If you had to pick an example on the, I saw a system built by a team for health flow, which actually helped improving the healthcare systems. Similarly, we saw some premium reimagination for insurance industry. So likewise, I have seen a varying depth of business process transformation, operational improvement to the technology, core technology. For example, somebody has built a smart AI ops for running operations. Somebody Very cool. built a migration assistant from a technology A to a technology B. So when I looked at this 30,000 ideas, so we wanted to make it a little more accessible. So we built an app gallery around it. And I implemented an AI search on it to see what is the power of the application that we have been built, or the MVPs that got built. I got kind of overwhelmed by the depth with which our teams have submitted this product.
That's amazing. And now our CEO has a goal of 30% of all code in our organizations should be vibe coded. Where do we go next with this? Like, what's the next step for Cognizant and vibe coding? Is this something we're going to be continuing as we roll out the winners? Are there going to be, opportunities for people to continue doing this?
It's a great question. In fact, this question is there in every associate in our companies are asking about this question. So I would rather take a few more minutes and explain our thought process. In our mind, why Poding is going to serve as a platform for an AI-first delivery model. So it is here to stay, not only in Cognizant. The industry will continue to leverage Vibe Coding as an enabler for an AI-first transformation. Now, what do we do with that as Cognizant as an organization? There are two dimensions to it. One, what do you do with this 30,000 plus ideas that are Vibe Coded an application? And how do you continue to give the experience to the 300,000 plus associates who have tested the power of AI? So I will answer the first one and then update you on where we are on the second topic. On the first one, as I said, we built the app gallery where all the 30,000 plus ideas are hosted. People can go and see. As part of the industrialization, we are now picking and selecting the best ones and presenting to customers. If they see a value, we go through promoting an MVP into production. That's a sequence of steps that we need to follow to be sure that the promoted MVPs are safe, secure, and meets the corporate standards. That's one thing that we do. Yep. Second, we have found golden nuggets, which could be actually IP. So we are going through select applications and exploring opportunities to create a pattern around this thinking and then the application that our teams have built. That's on what we have done with the outcome of the application that has been Vibe-coded. On the second part on how are we planning to give this experience to our associates? So as you know, we've selected five tools for across three personas. Now, of which we have already kind of completed our negotiations with our partners, GitHub Copilot, whether it is Gemini or a Cursor or a Windsurf, they are all almost ready. And now we are trying to put it in the hands of the associate without even double thinking. So we are enabling them in the ServiceNow itself. So they should be able to go into ServiceNow. Like any other software, they ask for these tools, gets provisioned in their laptops, and they continue to buy. There are a few tools like Lovable, where we are still in the process of negotiation, because what we want to be sure is we are able to provide a secure environment for our teams to build their MVPs. Because I explained the step one, which is these MVPs have to move into production. That means you still have to ensure a non-Vibe Coding environment. Because Vibe Coding environment, it is easy. We had a Zscaler preventing all the data transfers and we protected environment. But when it have to move into production, we have to allow them to leverage the data. At the same time, ensure you are on a very secure environment. This is taking a little bit of time for tools like Lovable, especially because they are browser-based, whereas the others were actually non-browser-based. It is a little easier for us to control the environment from a security point of view. That's where we stand on both, but it is here to stay, and it is actually making an impact on the way we deliver and probably stepping stone towards our AI-first delivery.
Well, I certainly hope we get Lovable because I really enjoyed using it, loved it, in fact, and hope to continue using it. I gather from a number of our customers, there's been an ask at Cognizant, like, how can we make this kind of platform available to them? And understand we made an announcement recently that we would be offering such a blueprint to customers. Can you talk a little bit about that?
In fact, as soon as our Guinness Book of World Records got to the market, we have been receiving multiple inquiries from our customers on, hey, what does it take to replicate this in our environment? And most of the customers loved the fact that it actually created a cultural transformation within Cognizant. And everybody at a multiple level started talking to the customer on power of AI and why. So therefore, we deliberated internally. Imagine if we have the power of our own IP like Vibe Coding Hub or the Agentic AI solution that Deepak talked about. We also have now mastered the art of running this event for such a scale, starting from setting up the vision, selecting of the tools, definition of the personas, security imperatives, the infrastructure readiness, and eventually conducting those events and using our IPs for evaluating. So we actually did exactly whatever I'm explaining becomes the blueprint for somebody who wants to do it, starting from, hey, what should be my vision as a customer? I may do this for AI literacy. I may do it for producing production ready code, or I may be able to. Then the next question comes to the customer is, whom are you wanting to roll this out? Do you want your tech team to go to the next level, or you want every persona to feel the power of AI? Then the persona definition comes, and that leads into an advisory on what tools should they choose. Customer might have already invested on many of the vibe coding tools. Maybe they have a GitHub Copilot, maybe they have a Cursor, but maybe they are using it for a very different purpose and not all personas use it. So we wanted to ensure that we bring that value. Obviously, the next part is the infrastructure enablement and the security of it, which a rich experience. You'll be amazed with this data point. More than 100 member team supported the entire event across all the geographies and making sure that these tools are accessible seamlessly for our associates during the event. So imagine our customers should need a similar help on enabling this in the infrastructure and the security setup from an advisory point. All this put together with the power of agentic evaluation and the vibe coding hub and the blueprint that I've explained, we are now giving it as an offering for our customers so that we can create an intervention there and enable our customer organization equally transform the way they deliver software.
That's great. Well, I'd encourage all our customers to take a look at this, because I certainly thoroughly enjoyed vibe coding, and I'm sure a lot of their employees will too. One last thought. So you've now both been involved in one of the biggest agentifications like that we've been aware of for a while ago, and it's present in the industry. What advice can you give enterprises that are looking to agentify their businesses? What tips and tricks or warnings would you give them that they should look for? Maybe we can start with you, Aru.
I'll kind of make it very simple. I'll do it in 5 bullets. Deepak, please do add. One, I think start with outcomes, not tools. That's the first suggestion that I would put on the table. Second, build governance into the platform and not the project. Governance need not be run as a project for such a transformation that we are doing. You know, instrument agents like production services. I think the mindset of, agents creating the impact into production is more important, and democratize it very, very safely. The way that we have done, as you can see, create the right security infrastructure and democratize it. Plan the path from a sandbox to scale. That's what I see most of the customers today trying to debate a lot on. Hey, we have a great MVP. How do I scale? I think we have to plan the path from sandbox to scale, considering all the nuances that I've just explained. Deepak, please feel free to add.
Yeah, Deepak. I think, Aru, you have already covered a lot of it. The only thing that I would like to add is that how do we inspire confidence in people in order for them to realize that agents are real problem-solving tools? Because most of the time we consider them sometimes as a hallucinating tools, but if we provide the right tool sets, right coded tools with access to these agents, they will be able to perform much, much better in a much more reliable way.
Okay. Well, this has been an absolutely fascinating discussion. Really appreciate both of your times. I know you're both very busy people, so thank you for coming on the podcast and telling our audience all about this amazing Guinness World Record that was achieved here at Cognizant. Thank you.